Okay, it's time to get started. Okay, as a standard operating procedure or SOP,
我们的标准程序, SOP,
that is that before every class and even in your daily life, if you do stumble, if you sin in any way, you should name your sins to God the Father.
我们的基本程序就是在上课前我们一定要先开始向我们的天父认罪。那在平常我们如果发现自己犯罪了，也应该要向天父认罪。
In all of Scripture, this is the only way that we can find that cleanses us of our sins after we've sinned.
这是在整个圣经里面唯一让我们能够让我们的罪得洗清的方法，就是对天父声明我们的罪。
And so don't try to look for anything else. You can try to look for something that gives you another method, but you're not going to find it.
你不要试别的方法，或者是想要在圣经里面找到别的方法, 因为你怎么样找也找不到其他的方法了。
So we'll do what God wants us to do. This is the standard operating procedure, naming our sins to God the Father.
所以我们要做的事呢，是天父要我们做的，就是让我们对着天父说明我们自己的罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
我们要感谢天父给我们这个时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit will teach us these things as we focus on the message.
也要感谢圣灵能够教导我们，并且让我们能够把专注力放在这些重要的讯息中。
In order that we can understand the great things that you've prepared for us.
因此我们就可以真正了解您伟大的计划。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们所有感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Our current topic of discussion is the angelic infiltration.
我们现在的主要的主题是天使的渗透。
And we start off in Genesis chapter 6. We've spent a little bit of time on verses 1 to 3.
我们呢，在创世纪第六章一到三节，是我们现在正在已经念过的经句。So
just to run quickly through those concepts that we've covered so far.
所以我们现在很快的再复习一下已经谈过的这三句经句。Chapter
6, verse 1, it talks about how men are multiplying on the land. So we saw basically how the population is increasing over 10 generations from the time of Adam.
好，在第一句呢，就是在告诉我们说，从亚当一直时代之下，它的整体的地球上的人口是倍增，一直不断的倍增的。所以到了这第十代的时候，已经有非常非常多大的人口数。Now
in the garden, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, first they were created with perfect genetics, and they were put into a perfect environment.
而在亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园的时候呢，他们其实是在被创造是以最完美的基因，而让他们生活在最完美的环境中。And
actually, it seems like they could have lived for almost forever, even in the garden, in that environment.
所以呢，他们在那个状态下，其实是你可以想象，他们是应该可以永生的在一个永远完美的一个环境中。
But of course, in God's plan for humanity, there is a time limit on everything.
但是呢，神对于人类的这个时间表都是有所谓的一个限制的。And
remember, human history is a court trial.
因为我们人类之所以被生，是为了一个天堂的法庭的一个审讯。And
every court trial has to have a time. You know, it has a beginning, and there's a middle, and then there's got to be an end, and then the results of the trial are determined.
而任何一个审判的一个过程，在这个法庭中都会有开始，也会有结束。And
so that would tell us that with the test in the garden, remember Adam and Eve were witnesses, and the only test was were they going to stay away from that fruit, were they not going to eat the fruit? But that would have had a time limit on that test.
就像亚当和夏娃，他们一开始被创造了，在这个伊甸园里面，他们唯一的一个对他们的测试，就是他们会不会吃那棵树上的果子。And
Scripture doesn't tell us, but it just makes sense. It's logical from what we understand of God and His plan that God set a time limit.
虽然呢圣经里面没有告诉我们好那个有多长的一段时间，但是很明显的这个是绝对有一个所谓的测试的时间的。
Okay, because everything else in the Bible tells us that God would have had to make some kind of a time limit, and he's a fair judge. He would have also announced that to Satan. Now, he would have said to Satan, okay, well, you have X amount of time to get these witnesses to go against me.
就是神呢 他做所有的这些在这个为了法庭的每一个审讯的一个测验，他都一定有设定一个时间的。好，也许我们不了解那个时间的长短，但即使是上帝对撒旦说你要为了这样的一个测试，他是有给他一个时间的限制的。
Now you have to remember that as a principle, that God is always very clear about what he thinks, about what his policy is, about what his plan is.
因为神永远都是有他的一个规则，他的所有的一个
policy,
他的政策，所有的事情都是有计划、有政策、有规则的。
Okay, and his will, what is it that God wills?
而且呢，所有的事情都是跟他神他的一个意志是有关系的。
If people don't understand what is the policy or the will of God, for example, it's not because God didn't present it, but it's because they've been looking in the wrong place or they've been deceived in some way.
对于人类来讲，也许呢，我们其实神都是有他的政策或者是他的意志，但是人却常常不了解，那是因为人在看神的时候呢，用一种错误的方式去理解神。
But for those that truly desire to understand the will of God, God makes it available to them. He makes the information available.
但实际上神是把所有的希望我们能够理解他的事情都让这些资讯都提供给我们了。
That's why I feel it's a real privilege to teach Bible doctrine, because even though we're a very small bunch of people, but from my point of view, I think we're a very special bunch of people because we are the ones that truly desire to know his will.
而所以 Tim 就说对于他能够教导圣经的这些经义，他觉得是一个非常非常好一个大的一个优惠优待，一个 privilege 是优惠，就是对他来讲是一个很棒的一个机会。那因为呢，即使我们这一群人不是很大的一群人，但是我们都是很明显的是非常非常认真的想要学习的人。
Because you get a lot of people that say, oh, I really want to know God's will and I want to study the Word of God. And you say, well, come along to Bible class. And they spend maybe two or three times here and then they think, well, you know, it's a bit difficult. It's boring. Or, you know, they just don't really want to know the Word of God.
就虽然有些人呢，他会对听讲说，哦，我真的好想了解上帝是怎么想的，上帝的意志是什么，上帝的计划是什么。但是上了两三次课，他很可能就因为自己的原因或懒惰就不来了，就并没有真正那么的强烈的学习意愿。
Or they're hearing something that they've never heard before, they heard taught differently, and then they think what we're teaching is wrong. And without giving doctrine a chance, you know, to maybe make them think, well, maybe what they understood already was actually wrong, they leave.
或者也有一些人呢，他因为之前学到的跟这个在我们这个课堂上所学的有一些不一样，所以当他听到不一样的时候，他没有给自己机会去真正的认识圣经的这些经句，然后就决定不继续学习了。
It takes a while to get rid of these doubts because when you walk into a Bible doctrine class, you are going to hear things which go against what you might have been learning in your church for many, many years.
当然呢，我们一定有一些时候会觉得我们在这边学的跟过去在教会的东西是 有相冲突的，但是 你必须要给你自己机会去找到这个你的这个疑惑的一个解答。
So it takes a lot of time, a lot of patience to overcome these things.
这些要把这些事情都能够解决是必须要时间跟耐心的。
But what I've found with my own experience and pretty much with everybody else that's come to doctrine and stayed around permanently is that when they first started hearing doctrine, they realized that this was the best path to take. That this was a far better way of learning than anything else I'd discovered.
就是是真的需要时间你才会慢慢发现哦，在所有的学习中从圣经的经句经义里面去学习是最最最有效益的。
Okay, but God does present the information. If someone is really willing to look for the information or to seek God and his will, he will provide. That's his promise, actually.
因为上帝其实他是应许过我们的，就是只要我们真的非常想要学习这些上帝要给我们的讯息的话，他都会提供给我们。
Jeremiah 33:3 says, For those who call on me, I will answer them and show them amazing things, great things. It's Jeremiah, this one here.
耶利米书
33:3
第33章第三节。
Okay, and basically, just paraphrasing, it says, if you call upon God, or if you seek God, God will show his face. He will present himself to you.
当你寻求，神就会给你，就会展现给你。
Okay, so, and this is going back to the rules of the angelic conflict, and even the rules going back to the garden, the original human witnessing by Adam and Eve. God made everything very clear.
而这样子的这个规则呢，其实是从亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面就已经被给予了。
When he said to Adam, and Adam obviously told his wife Eve about the rules of the garden, but it was a very simple test. You cannot eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
就像从神一开始就教导亚当，亚当也告诉了夏娃，就是你不能够从这个分辨善恶的树上去摘果子吃。
It's a very simple test.
这是一个非常简单的一个规则，也是一个简单的一个试炼。
But when you look at this conversation between the devil and Eve, and already she's forgotten the rules.
但是呢，当夏娃跟撒旦碰面被撒旦引诱的时候，他就完全忘记了这个规则。
Now he comes up to the woman and says, "Did God really say that if you eat of it, you're going to die?"
撒旦就问夏娃说，你确定神是说你吃了这个果子你就会死吗？
The woman is saying to Satan here, of this fruit, of the tree, God has said you can't eat it, nor can you touch it.
夏娃有跟撒旦说，这个树上的果子你不能吃，甚至不能碰。
See, she's adding to the words of God already. The rules just don't eat it, and now she's saying you can't eat it, nor can you touch it.
所以呢，夏娃其实呢，已经把上帝给的这个规则说的话已经有了改装。本来上帝只说你不可以吃，他说那就夏娃说出来变成你不可以吃，也不可以摸。
Now, this is the classic character of a person who's really not interested in the word of God.
这就是我们人呢最标准的一种个性，就是你根本就没有真正的对神的话语有绝对的兴趣。
Yeah, because she's adding to the word of God, she's making stuff up.
因为呢，她就在把上帝的话又加了一些加油添醋，所以她并没有真正想要去记得或者是尊重上帝给的话语。
And all the way up to the conversation, actually, the Lord God is referring to himself as the Lord God. That's Jehovah Elohim. You see it all the way through.The Lord God, and they translate that, it's from the Hebrew, Jehovah Elohim. It's the two words, Lord and God. When the Lord God is in the garden, this is Jesus Christ. You know, we see in Genesis 3, chapter 1, this is the Lord God.
而在创世纪第一章里面就有提到呢，这个主跟上帝，它其实是两个名词。一个是主，一个是上帝。那这整个合在一起呢，其实就是我们的耶稣基督。
Okay, and it was the Lord God, meaning Jesus Christ, Jehovah God, who gave these rules to Adam and Eve.
所以呢，耶稣基督，我们耶和华，我们的主，我们的上帝，他给了这样的一个规则，告诉了亚当跟夏娃。
But when the woman is talking to Satan about the Lord God, she doesn't even say Lord. Now she's just calling him God.
而当这夏娃跟撒旦提到我们的主上帝耶稣基督的时候，他却只提到上帝，没有再提到主这个字。
And then of course she's open to deception now, so Satan can say whatever he wants. That woman is going to believe him.
所以呢，他其实就已经夏娃就已经让撒旦知道说他可以，可是他是有机会可以欺骗这个女人的。
Okay, but actually, we do intend to get back to the story of the Garden of Eden at a later time, because it's a fascinating story when you look at the details.
我们等一会儿还是有机会要回过来，去再回顾一下，在 伊甸园里面发生的事情，因为其实是非常非常从细节去看是很有意思的故事。
Okay, but here we're still trying to look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 as a review.
但是我们现在还是要回到第六章，当作我们复习之前所讲的。
Okay, we're talking about these men multiplying on the land since the time of Adam and now up to the generation of Noah.
我们要讲的是说在第六章的第一节里面，整个人口在世界上从是非常倍增的，非常好几倍好几倍的在倍增的。
Okay, but we're actually going to see later on when you get to Genesis chapter 6 verses 11 and 12 I think it is and 13, it's going to talk about that the human flesh, and this means the genetics, the human genetics is coming to an end.
但是呢在第六章，就是创世纪第六章的11到13节呢，他就讲到说人类的肉体已经到了一个快结束的点。
Okay, and that's what you have to keep in mind as we're going through Genesis chapter 6, is that's what's happening in this narrative here, in this story, is that the human race is coming to an end. That's what the problem is.
好，所以我们其实在看第六章的时候，一定要记得，我们其实从第一节到第后面，就在谈的事情是整个人类的，应该说肉体的这个遗传就要到结束了。
So when we see this phrase here in Genesis chapter 6 verse 1, men multiplying on the land, this is talking about the population explosion from the beginning of the time of Adam and Eve. Remember, perfect genetics. So of course they're going to have lots and lots of children and grandchildren. The population has increased, but now the human population is almost at an end.
所以呢，这一章呢，从亚当夏娃离开伊甸园，他们非常非常大量的这个生养众多啊，那他们因为有非常完美的基因，所以他们可以非常快速的让整个地球上的人类的人口快速的增加，但是却也在几个经句之后，你就知道人类的这个人种就快要到了结束的时候了。
Yeah, remember when we were looking at the line of Adam, or the potential for the number of sons and grandchildren he was having, it seems that even he himself could have had up to 800 children.
我们在讲说像亚当来说呢，从他的这条线上来说的，亚当自己本身，因为他们活得都很够久，然后所以 只要他这一代，他就可能会生长800个孩子。
Yeah, we were sort of assuming that every year him and his wife are going to have a kid and they're going to do that for 800 years, which sounds like a lot. But again, if they're very healthy, maybe that was possible.
因为是从亚当一直到诺亚，他们的这将近十代的人，每一个人如果他们都活到900多岁的话，正常状况他们每一个人生个800个孩子是没什么问题的。
Okay, but later on, we're going to see that the angels are going to come in. Now, we don't know when the angels started infiltrating. But by the time we get to the age of Noah, or the time of Noah, and this is going to be about 1500 years later, from the time of Adam, we're going to see that there's this race of people, half angels, half men, all are on the earth.
当然我们刚刚讲说他们可以一个人生那么多孩子啊，但是在这个过程中间呢，就一直有天使他们的跟人类交配的状态在发生，所以就变成整个人种是变成是有半天使半人的这种合体的这种混血而出现。所以到了在这1500年左右的时间，就是亚当到诺亚，他们整个人类的人种的遗传已经不是那么完美的是人类了，它已经变成非常非常多都是天使跟人的混血儿。
Because we see from Genesis 6, now we're getting to verse 2, where it says the sons of God, and we establish that that's the fallen angels, they saw the daughters of men, that they were not beautiful, but that they had perfect genes, they were perfect humans.
而在我们第六章的第二节就讲到说，这些上帝的儿子，也就是天使看到了人的女儿，觉得他们其实是非常的完好而不是美丽，好，那个翻译其实是错误的，所以这些完好的这些女人，好，他们所以就决定要跟他们交配。
Yeah, remember the Hebrew word was tov, which just means good, and we saw that all the way through Genesis chapter 1 when God is creating something and he's creating it good, which means perfect or complete. Complete is probably a good word as well.
好，实际上旧约是用希伯来文写的这个好，不是美， 啊，就是这些人类的女儿是完好，其实是一个完整的意思，就是他看到这些都是在遗传的基因上面是完美的、完好的。好，这些我们在前面已经有提到很多次，就是在第一章，当上帝在创造每一样事情的时候，他都是用这个完好。
And we saw that in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, there's a lot of other words to be used for beautiful, when a woman is beautiful, and tov is not one of them.
而在希伯来文里面哈，讲到美丽这个词，绝对不是用现在他在这个经句里面用的那个完好这个词，所以我们很确定的，他不是在讲这些女生美丽，而是讲他们完好。
These fallen angels, they have a mission to achieve. It wouldn't have mattered if these women were the ugliest woman in the world. They would still have this plan. You know, we have to marry these women or have sex with them and let them have these half-caste children. We can't let them have human children.
因为这些天使，他们是有他们的目的的。就算这些人长得不美，这些女儿们，好，就是人类的女儿们长得就算不美，但是因为他们的基因，如果他们是为了要让人类的基因毁坏，所以他们才会去跟这些人类的女儿结婚，跟并且生孩子。
Perhaps there was some really ugly woman, and then you know the angels are saying, "I don't want to have to sleep with that woman." And eventually Satan has to step in and say, "Well, somebody's got to do it. So you, that's your job."
就算如果这些人类女儿是长得不怎么样的，某一个天使还是得要跟他结婚生孩子，因为撒旦会要求这些堕落天使一定要来毁坏人类的基因。
Okay, but remember the angels could actually choose whoever they wanted because of course these angels are very beautiful, even though they're fallen angels. These angels are very good looking, far better looking and stronger and more intelligent than the humans. So the women are naturally going to be submissive. If an angel comes to them and says, you can be my wife, they're not going to reject.
而这些天使就是有这些堕落天使，他们都是非常美丽、聪明，然后个性各方面都会让这些人类的女儿是无法拒绝他们的。
So that pretty much covers chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2.
所以呢，这就是创世纪第一章的一跟二节。
Now we're getting down to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, where the Lord says, My spirit shall not strive with man forever.And Jehovah said, my spirit, this is talking about the Holy Spirit, shall not, I say, strive with man. So I'll have to explain that. I can bring up here on the screen if you want it. Verse 3.
第三节就提到说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可以活到120岁。
Today we'll spend a bit of time on this verse here.What we have to understand is that God has this ministry, and especially the Holy Spirit, he's talking about my spirit, has this ministry of presenting the gospel message. See, the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches us the word of God, remember?
我们要记得啊，圣灵啊，他其实是在教导我们所有的这些事情的。
So he has 120 years. Now this is the period of grace. See, God always gives a warning. He's always going to give a period of grace before judgment. This is grace before judgment. In 120 years' time, see, God's giving them plenty of warning. In 120 years' time, there's going to be this judgment. See, judgment can mean just punishment. But, you know, we talk about the great white throne judgment.
Right.
But also when the flood comes, that's the judgment. He's giving them a warning. He says, in 120 years' time,This is going to end. That's what he's saying.
At that time.
In 120 more years. So at the first time, so let's say the flood happened 5000 BC, and that's an approximate time. So the year 4850 BC, this is when God makes his first announcement.
所以实际上在这个时候啊，上帝说因为他们的圣灵，上帝的圣灵已经不跟这些人在一起了。所以他们的日子只有120年，也就是说在120年之后呢，就会得到一个审判。
Okay, and that's another one of God's characteristics. So it's a principle that we see all the way through history, is that God will always give a warning. He always warns people.
所以这个是其实是上帝的一个性格，就是他永远会先提前警告你。
And just like for the unbeliever, He says to them, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to go to the great white throne judgment and you'll be judged for your sins and you'll be put in the lake of fire. Thrown into the lake of fire.
而就像上帝也一样曾经警告过人类，如果你不相信，你不相信主耶稣基督，那你将会被丢到火湖里。
If we study about the doctrine of divine discipline, actually it's quite an interesting subject. This is talking about believers who have to suffer. And we see about how God warns believers.
而且呢，神也对信徒也一样有一个警告。
Yeah, so this comes under the doctrine of divine discipline.
这个呢，就是他对于叫做神圣的教导。
Okay, and actually that's a subcategory under Christian suffering. So when we study about the subject of Christian suffering, divine discipline is one part of that.
这个呢，其实是在我们学习神对于我们的。
The Christian suffering is the big subject.
就是任何基督徒将会有的一个受灾，一个
困难 ，right?
困难。
Yeah, I think they call it Christian suffering. It's, and it's actually because there's a book and because it's just general suffering.
受苦，就是基督徒的受苦，它其实就是刚才讲的，就是对于一个这是一个神圣的一个管教，就是我们基督徒。对于一个真正一个相信耶稣基督的基督徒来讲、okay. 会得到的一个管教。
And the Bible itself actually outlines three kinds of discipline for the believer who is outside of the will of God, meaning who, the naughty believer, let's say.
这里面一共有三种管教，那其中一个是对于基督徒他没有按照上帝的意志来生活的，他会得到的一个管教。
There's warning discipline.
还有警告性的一个管
教。Okay, so he's just warning us a little bit and saying, well, you know, you're getting into trouble. You're not doing the right thing here. That's warning discipline when things just start to go wrong.
这是一种警告性的一个管教。
And then you have intensive discipline where if you're not responding to the warning, then God makes the discipline even harder.
那如果在警告的这种管教下，你还是没有改变。你还在继续犯错，那就会得到一个比较高一层、更严重一点的这个管教。
And if you don't respond to that, then you die the sin unto death.
那如果连这个比较严重的这个管教你都还是没有醒悟的话，最后你就会受难而死。
That's 1 John 5:16.
这是在约翰一书第五章十六节。
Which basically says that there are Christians who die the sin unto death because they didn't obey God's will.
这里面特别提到就是当一个基督徒他因为不顺服于神的教导甚至会被处死。所以呢这本有一本书是叫基督徒的苦难。
苦难 ,OK.
这里面有提到神的管教。
Thank you, Japheth. That's Japheth. OK.Yeah, so that book hasn't been translated, but we've got notes about that. So maybe tomorrow, actually, I can post some notes into the line about that.
这本书还没有真的变成一本书印刷出来，但是我们是有文章的，所以 Tim 会再发给大家。
Okay, so this is an example of God's grace before judgment, and this is talking about the believer, not the unbeliever.
哦，这是神给我们的恩典，那是专门对基督徒而给的。
Yeah, and we see that, you know, that the warning starts first and then it gets more intensive and if you don't respond, you get taken home, basically.
好，就是对于我们基督徒来讲呢，神的管教它就是分成三级。第一级就是警告性的管教，第二级就是比较严重的管教，第三级就是死亡的管教。
Okay, but a Christian never loses their salvation, so if God kills you as a Christian, what it means is he's bringing you home.
所以呢，对于因为我们基督徒是永远都不会失去我们的救赎的，所以即使是最后到了最严重的管教，我们也就是被上帝接回天家。
And for a Christian who's not living the spiritual life, which is obviously what this person is doing, he's not living the Christian life. To go to heaven is the best thing that could ever happen to him. So even no matter how painful his death is, once he's died, he's in a much better place.
所以对于一个基督徒来讲啊，就算他没有真正去过一个属灵的生活，他的生命是在一个不属灵的状况下，大概最好的状况结果也就是让他回到 天堂去了。
And it probably makes a lot of other people happy as well. Oh, he's finally gone. You know, we got rid of him.
那对他的朋友家人来讲，说不定也会觉得说啊，还蛮开心的，他终于离开了，因为这个人实在是对大家来说是一个很难忍受的人。
So a lot of these Christians that die the sin unto death, that they could be the Christians that are religious types, that they're not following God's will, yeah, but they can be this sweet kind of charismatic type person. And maybe you know, a lot of people might really like that person. You know, just because somebody is nice doesn't mean they're going to escape the sin unto death.
哦，但是另外一种状况也是呢，有一些人他虽然看起来是个非常好的人，一个基督徒很非常对人都非常好，但他也许是只是做了非常多所谓宗教性的行为，不见得是神所真正的喜悦的。
Okay, but actually we can never be sure of the reason why somebody dies or why they suffer and why they die. So we cannot judge a person and say, oh, God must be punishing that person because we just don't know.
但其实我们永远不能够去评断别人，因为我们不知道他是被神为什么接走了，他是因为被神处罚了呢，还是有别的原因？其实这都不是我们做人的应该要去做的事，就是我们不可评断别人。
Yeah, that's not our business to know.
这也不干我们的事。
Okay, now the Zoom's about to time out, so we'll just have a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back at, that'll be 7:50. Is that right? 7:50, yeah.
我们先休息一下，重新回来，请大家7:50的时候回来。
Okay, see you.